Ricky, I'm going to add a little bit about Uncle Bill, William R. and Robinson's family. We always considered them to be somewhat of an odd bunch. But as I told you before, the oldest girl, who was Margaret's age, worked in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and later on in life married a count of some sort from Europe, probably deposed. But anyway, she didn't live to be a ripe old age. She was on the heavy side. And I don't really know what her age was when she passed away. As I said before, she was Margaret's age. And the next one, George Alfred, I would call him George Alfred II, namesake of Grandpa Robinson. Was sent away to a military school, and you got to remember that Uncle Bill had his hands full with a full-time job and no woman in the house, and the house not finished, no plumbing, and he did a pretty darn good job for raising those kids and sending them all to school. And with respect to George Alfred, my age, he was sent to a military school, and by the time World War II came around, he was a second lieutenant or first lieutenant in some outfit, and he wound up in the, I believe, Panama Canal Zone during the Second World War, and he was wounded, oddly enough. And I don't know whether he got a Purple Heart or not, but the story was he was a mean bugger, and he was shot by his own troops. But that's only hearsay. But George was funny. He was very matter-of-fact and blah, 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 and by gosh, he knew everything. And he... they came to New Hampshire and stayed at the farm, which they figured was their right every once in a while to come up there and spend a little time on vacation. But George made such an asshole of himself that, considering the fact that Aunt Greta was kind of standoffish too, they just essentially told him he wasn't welcome there anymore. And he'd either stay with us or find a room or something like that. And all these times when he was after World War II, he was being pretty much supported by his dad. He didn't have a full-time job. He got married, and they had two little boys, very nice little boys that Uncle Bill essentially raised for George. Then I'm sure George got married once more, and maybe twice more, and as far as I know, still lives in that house down there. And if I know George, there's probably no plumbing in that house yet, unless he got busy and fixed it up, or his second or third wife got after him and said she wasn't going to live in that mess. Anyway, I've never corresponded with him or anything like that, but I know George didn't make a lot of friends. He was a know-it-all, and he wasn't well-liked. And then Joyce, who was your mother's age, went to California and went to school. And the last I knew, I don't know whether she graduated from college or not, apparently she ran off with a college professor and they got married, and I forgot what his name was, what her married name was, but you probably got some pictures in your mother's belongings there of Joyce with some pretty canvas shoes on, and she looked pretty much like the skating people around Venice Beach in California. I don't know how to explain her, but at that time she wasn't still married to the college professor, and I don't know how much of a family she had, but she was the kids all thought she was great in that picture with those fancy tennis shoes she had on. And at that time, this was the time of the reunion in 1988, why she would have been 60-some years old, I guess, and she was still dressing like a young woman, and she was quite the character. And as for Billy, I know he did graduate from college, but he went to a couple of different ones. When I was down there working in Washington, D.C., he was going to Washington College out on the peninsula of Maryland, and we had to cross Chesapeake Bay to go see him on a weekend and wait for the ferry to come back on Sunday evening. If we went on Sunday, it was really a raffle. Take you 3 or 4 hours to get back across Chesapeake Bay, waiting for that ferry and everything. But anyway, George, or Billy, young William O., got down in Texas somewhere, probably on a teaching job or something, and married this Mexican woman. And I'm sending back that 8-page letter that your mother sent to me in 2000, October or something. I'm returning that all to you. Give yourself a few minutes and sit down and read the whole thing, and you might find some pictures in your mother's collection of sort of adobe houses that the sons built for them down there in Eagle Pass, Texas. They must have had young Billy must have had 5 or 6 children, they were all lived right around there and either married Mexican girls or something like that. And as far as I know, they may still be there. I have had no contact with them at all with any of these people since I left New Hampshire. I did see George when I worked in Washington, D.C. He was living as a bachelor with his father at that time. This was in 49 and 50 for about a year and a half. I did see him then, but not since then. So since about June or July of 1950, I haven't known what happened to him or anything. But this was an unusual family. They could be bright people at times, but sometimes, with especially George, he wasn't... I don't know whether he didn't want to make friends, but he didn't make friends because he was so bruff and everything about matter of fact. And anyway, quite an unusual family, and I guess Uncle Bill, William R. and my uncle did a good job raising those children, considering the fact that after Billy was born, they didn't have a mother. So, anyway, I'm going to sign off, and we'll do some more a little bit later when I get another subject that comes up to my mind.